Simultaneous constraints on the star formation history and nucleosynthesis of Sculptor DSPH, by Mathias de los Reyes et al. We demonstrate that using up to 7 stellar abundance ratios can place observational constraints on the star formation histories, SFHs, of local group DSPHs, using the Sculptor DSPH as a test case. We use a one-zone chemical evolution model to fit the overall abundance patterns of alpha elements, which probe the core collapse supernovae that occur shortly after star formation, S-process elements, which probe AGB nucleosynthesis at intermediate delay times, and iron peak elements, which probe delayed type Ia supernovae. Our best fit model indicates that Sculptor DSPH has an ancient SFH, consistent with previous estimates from deep photometry. However, we derive a total star formation duration of approximate light-year 0.9 GeV, which is shorter than photometrically derived SFHs. We explore the effect of various model assumptions on our measurement and find that modifications to these assumptions still produce relatively short SFHs of duration less than 1.4 GeV. Our model is also able to compare sets of predicted nucleosynthetic yields for supernovae and AGB stars, and can provide insight into the nucleosynthesis of individual elements in Sculptor DSPH. We find that observed MN, Fe, and Ni, Fe, trends are most consistent with sub-M_CH type Ia supernova models, and that a combination of prompt delay times similar to core collapse supernovae, and delayed minimum delay times GTR SIM50MIR, are process events may be required to reproduce observed bar per megagram, and U per megagram trends. This was simultaneous constraints on the star formation history and nucleosynthesis of Sculptor DSPH, by Mathias de los Reyes et al.